Hello, welcome to episode 65 on A Thousand Voices podcast. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to reach this point. Again, I always try to remind myself that this is a marathon. It's not a competition or some sort of, oh, I've got more episodes than you, or I started recording when before you. I feel like it's more about sharing, contributing, building, and providing, and just enhancing and improving ourselves, our community, our lives. So chapter 4 is issues about love, and today I am talking about the journey to true love, finding your forever. Oh God, when Lord, when are you doing it for me? When? Ah, man, I can't wait. I would like to say, I am experiencing... experiencing true beauty when it comes to relationships. It's just that it's like I don't know if I want to talk about this now. I don't want to ruin my chances of I think I'm just being too personal with this. Okay, let me get into it. So love seekers, if you're in a relationship already, as we embark on this beautiful journey called life and the quest for true love, what exactly is true love? Is it a fairy tale thing? Because for me, I've seen love from other people, I've seen love in movies, and I believe in that kind of beautiful love. But our reality nowadays, people just think it's a fairy tale, of which I think that love still exists. It's just that there's gonna be problem, complications. If you ask, the answer will be, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Anyway, what does true love feel like? Guys, I hope you don't think I'm crazy, because I actually believe in true love, and I feel like I have found it, but these complications. The qualities of true love are as follows: mutual respect and admiration, and I'm gonna add encouragement and appreciation, and support and communication. For me, support, encouragement, connection, and emotional intimacy, shared values and goals, a sense of partnership and teamwork. I mean, this is the list for me that defines true love. I don't know what you guys think, but I'm giving it to you. For me, this is it, and I've experienced it. Except there's what? Complications, which kind of, if you are to put true love on a scale and what people say, the reason why true love keeps losing is because whenever you find it, it comes with some sort of complication. I don't know. Guys, tell me if I'm wrong. If you do not agree with what I'm saying, please, please, write in the comments, write in the DM. Tell me what you think about this. Tell me. That true love that gives you butterflies, that gives you fireworks, that deep and meaningful connection comes with complications. Yes, there are instances where it's just perfect. And I know, I mean, look at Nara Smith and her husband. That's a classic example. Right, but how often do you see those kind of relationships? Tell me. Okay, now the characteristics of true love. And this is for you to actually define true love based on what it looks like, yeah? Acceptance, the love for your partner, for who they are. Flaws and everything, unconditional love, trust and honesty. You feel safe, you feel secure. You can just be yourself around them. Commitment. This is what's missing for me. You both invested in the relationship and you're willing to put it to this one is missing. It's not there. God, I need that. I need commitment. I need it for me. I need it because I deserve it. I need it because it's the glue to true love that I believe I found. Communication. You have to be open and honest and share your thoughts and feelings, which I appreciate, even though sometimes some of those are painful. But you gotta express them. Then empathy and compassion. You deeply care about your partner's well-being and happiness. That is a cherry on top for me. That is, it sums up the cake. And that just the cherry on top. So how do you nurture true love? First of all, finding it is what you need to focus on. And once you find it, right? Ah, true love is amazing. It's beautiful. I've experienced it, except it was short-lived. I don't want to talk too much about it, but I did say I was going to expose my love life. At least here it is. Now you know. I've experienced true love, but short-lived. And I'm praying that I experience more of it forever. How do you keep it alive? Love is an ever-evolving thing. It's not a building. It's not static. You know, it's something that's ever-growing. So it requires ongoing effort and nurturing. And here's some of the tips. I've spoken about this in this chapter. I'm going to keep reminding you guys. Prioritize quality time. Keep the spark alive with date nights and new experiences. Practice active listening. Listen to your partner and express appreciation. Show compassion. Support them through the challenges. Maintain a healthy sense of self and independence. That is very important. You don't want attachment issues. You don't want to be possessive. You don't want to be jealous. You want to keep a cute balance. Then how do you recognize true love? To be honest, the answer to this is when you know, you know. When you know, you know. There is not a single instance where it's going to come written in black and white. When you know, you know. That's it. And there's no one size fits all, right? It's always different for individuals. And it feels effortless and comfortable and free and beautiful and sweet and warm and nice and beautiful and soft and gentle and kind and pure and amazing and incredible and mind-blowing and shiny like the sun and smooth and yeah, I did say sweet and it can feel like I just explained and more. It has to be comfortable and effortless, and you can feel your true self around your partner, and you feel that deep sense of connection. So this is a question. Have you ever found true love? Are you still in the journey? Do you believe in it? Do you feel like it's a fantasy or it doesn't exist? I would like to hear from you. I would like you to tell me what you think, share your story, maybe experiences, provide us with moments of clarity. Let us raise this flag of true love so people can believe in true love and perhaps navigate the joys and the challenges of, or actually appreciate the joys that comes with, or the challenges that comes with the search. Key takeaway is true love is beautiful. It's a unique experience. Yes, there'll be bumps on the road, but the search and the connection will be really deep and worthwhile, memorable forever. So remember, true love is about growth and understanding and creating a life together. And by being open to love, nurturing your connection, and keeping those characteristics in mind, you get to find your own happily ever after. Guys, I want you to share with me your thoughts. Do you believe in true love? What qualities define it for you? Because I've shared mine. Please, I am eager to hear what you have to say. See you on the next episode where I talk about the concept of soulmates, fate. Is it fate or effort? Let's go.